welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton there from New York City.
Howdy.
David, I don't know how else to say this other than the last time that we came up with this topic, YouTube took us down. I'm going to tell you this right now, everybody. I am going to be scrolling my sources for CRISPR. YouTube doesn't seem to believe it exists, even though it's been around for years. YouTube doesn't want us talking about it because it actually deals with something that they don't want to believe in, which is God. So I'm going to scroll my sources probably several times during the show. But what we're going to be presenting to you is factual information. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, but it's factual information. It's true. And I know that that really hurts YouTube's feelings for us to talk about truth instead of fiction, but we're going to talk about truth and we're going to do it in detail. So
you know,
anyway,
what's cool too is we're considering Brighteon. Now I've been on Brighteon in the past because it's extremely conservative and it suits well for shows like this because we have a regular weekly show, tri-weekly, and then but they've really stepped it up. Now it used to be hard to upload it, and then sometimes you'd get through an hour and then it'd cut you off and you got to start again. So, but they really cleaned it up good, and there's a lot of good shows on there, and they cleaned up the interface, you know, the user.
And what is that again? I'm sorry, I wasn't familiar with it.
Brighteon.
Okay, can you spell it?
Yes. Brighteon, Brighteon.com. And let's put something up over there.
Yeah, I think we will.
They've stepped it up. I got a lot of friends on there, too.
They've got always, regular shows. Yeah, I'm always happy to extend the show, you know, get more eyes on it. So,
let's look for that in the next couple of weeks, eh, guys?
Okay. Yeah. David, go ahead and pray us in today's show, and then we'll show everybody topics.
All right, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are able to live in this final jubilee that we're in. We thank you that we get to preach your word. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. And we ask that this show would plant those seeds that would lead to salvations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, I want to put the topics up here real quick for you guys. And you can see it's CRISPR. Okay, so we've got CRISPR as a scientific fact, then we got CRISPR in regard to biblical fact. And after that, if we have any time, if we have time left, we'll talk about the world news and also a Middle East update. Now, in the case of those bottom two, there's nothing really earth-shattering going on right now, so you're not really missing much. One thing I can tell you is on Monday, the El Salvadorian, I believe it is, president visited the White House.
Yeah, that was fun.
And so they were asking, well, are you going to give back this guy that the United States sent you by mistake? And she said, no. He said, I'm not going to send, what do you want me to do? Send a terrorist back to the United States?
It was a little more flavorful than that too. He says,
really,
so what you're asking me is to smuggle a known terrorist into the United States.
Right. that was really cool. So, anyway, they tried to explain it to a very stupid media, the reason why they couldn't do that, you know, it's out of their hands, and that the guy is a terrorist. He is a member of MS-13 or whatever you call it thing. Mm-hmm. And he's exactly where he needs to be, and he's not going to be bothering us anymore. So the mainstream media is just going to have to get over themselves. All right, let's jump into this fairly quickly here. And I'm going to do it by showing you guys what is CRISPR, actually. So let's take a look at this one real quick. It stands, and there's a word or two in here I'm going to be hesitant about, David. Anyway, CRISPR stands for Clustered, Regularly Interspaced, Short, Palindromic Repeats.
Palindromic, yeah.
Okay, I got close.
So, yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, so it's a revolutionary gene editing technology that allows scientists to precisely alter, notice I've got that in quotation marks, alter DNA inside of living organisms. So you think of it like a pair of molecular scissors guided by a GPS that can, one, cut out faulty or harmful genes, two, insert beneficial or corrected genes, and three, modify existing DNA to repair genetic defects. Now, all of that sounds kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, mm-hmm. can CRISPR prevent death? And this answer is pretty cool. It says indirectly, yes. By targeting the root causes of diseases that lead to death, here are some ways CRISPR is being used. Notice it didn't say anything. It says is being used to regulate to life extension and disease prevention. Curing genetic disorders. Number one, sickle cell anemia. Beta, what is that word, David?
Thalassemia.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. Maybe you do. And other...
Well, it's after the alpha.
And other inherited blood disorders have already been functionally cured in some clinical trials using CRISPR. Editing out the faulty gene stops the disease at the source. Going on here, it says CRISPR can reprogram a patient's immune cells to attack and destroy tumors more effectively, preventing viral infections. It's being explored to eliminate viruses like HIV and hepatitis B from the body by cutting the viral DNA out of infected cells. Slowing of aging. Some researchers are using CRISPR in mice to tweak genes associated with aging, regenerate tissues, and improve cognitive function. This is still early stage, but very promising, according to them. Then, there, of course, you've got the ethical and spiritual questions, and that's really what we're going to get into a lot today. CRISPR opens up deep ethical, moral, and theological debates, such as, should we edit human embryos? Are we playing God by trying to stop death? And what are the long-term effects of altering creation? Now, these are the critical questions, especially from a biblical or faith-based worldview. So before we get into this any further, David, I want you to chime in there with whatever that you got out of that first part. And as far as exactly what it is, 'cause I don't think we ever really got into the exact definition of CRISPR before.
No, I mean, this is going to be fun to look at all this stuff. But let's look at the surface of this first, and then we'll look at the details. They're only telling you the good parts. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to sell it to you,
right?
You know, and just being in sales for all the years, for quite some time, I've seen salesmen, and that's why I don't like to do this, because I like to be upfront. But the vast majority of salesmen will just fail to mention the bad parts,
right?
Okay, yeah. Particularly, you know, if let's say I have a POS system and it's not actually going to do what that person wants, what they'll do is talk about all these other great things it can do, but mm-hmm. it's still not going to solve their problem.
Yeah.
So they could tell you that, hey, this is going to be great. I'm going to, you know, cure your eye disease or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what they do fail to mention that your DNA is intrinsically tied to all your other DNA.
Right.
So while it might do that, what's going to happen is it's going to break a whole bunch of other things, and you're going to have a cascading effect.
Mm, okay.
Okay. And okay. So, yeah, we fixed your eye, but now your legs have to come off.
Not <It's>, good.
Yeah. It's like, what? Where did my legs go? Well, sorry, we had to sacrifice them for mm-hmm. your eye.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's a bit extreme, but that's literally how it works. It's all tied together. Mm. And I think the more spiritual aspect is now you're getting to a point where you're not human.
Yeah.
Because yeah. CRISPR, the part they're not telling you is that these are GMO stuff. Like they made pigs, they've grown pig organs and they've injected human, you know, cells into them and DNA. And now they're putting them in people because they don't have enough human kidneys. Mm-hmm. Because that's now they have an excuse. Oh, look at this. We can save so many lives. Well, right. You really mm-hmm. can't. Mm-hmm. And so But the problem becomes you're not human, and if you're not human, then you don't fit into the category of, you know, being saved.
Right, you're beyond salvation.
Because Jesus came as a man, not as a half man, half pig, and not as the bionic man. So the salvation issue is really big, and this is where we're going to get into, you know, the mark of the beast and all that. They're going to try and push it on everyone. So there's a lot to talk about.
Before we go any further, I want to make it clear that there's a huge difference between CRISPR and the technology that's being used there as far as editing the human gene, and people that may have had a heart or liver or whatever transplant. My wife, for instance, had eye surgeries. I'm trying to remember the exact name of the thing. She'll kill me for forgetting, but I did. Anyway, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about stuff that you know, that we are used to doing. This is something where we're going in and actually getting into the base of who we are as individuals, going
to editing the actual DNA.
Yeah, to the actual DNA and making changes there, even before birth. So, you know, it is much, much different. Anyway, let's go ahead and look at this stuff. Let me see. CRISPR's gene editing technology continues to revolutionize medicine and biotechnology in 2025. With recent breakthroughs offering new hope for treating genetic diseases, enhancing diagnostics, and even exploring species revival. That last one ought to scare everybody to death. Here's an overview of the latest global successes and their potential benefit. Number one, it's the first FDA-approved CRISPR therapy, and this is called CASGEVY, CASGEV, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, it was developed by CRISPR Therapeutics and Vertex Pharmaceuticals here in the United States. Now, this CASGEV, and I'm not going to attempt that read that one, David, whatever, is the first CRISPR-based therapy approved by the FDA to treat sickle cell disease and transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia, whatever. Okay. By editing a patient's stem cells to produce fetal hemoglobin, this thing reduces or eliminates painful crises in SCD and decreases the need for transfusions in TDT. Clinical trials showed that 93.5% of SCD patients remain pain-free for at least a year post-treatment. And again, now this is where they're getting into the gene editing. So, you know, we got to be really, really careful there. But you saw something about creating something, and that really concerned me. But anyway, we'll continue going here. If I have a comment, David, and you want to jump in.
I just remember that Star Trek one where they created the genetically modified people. And then they had to quarantine them to their own planet because their own, the genes were sending out, I forget what they call them, we were concerned about that with the vaccines as well, where they were sending out and they were attacking everybody else who was nearby because they weren't as good. Mm-hmm. So just being in the room with them and all their pheromones would attack people and die. So you got that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gene Roddenberry was, you know, just a quick side note here. He was way ahead of his time because, you know, a lot of the stuff that he thought he brought up as fantasy has come true. It's really kind of crazy.
I'm waiting for the transporter.
Yeah. They hadn't got there yet. All right. Now the genetic editing here, this is precision gene editing, base and prime editing is what they're calling it. This was pioneered by Dr. David Louis at Harvard. At Harvard University and the Broad Institute. Now, base and prime editing are advanced CRISPR techniques that allow precise DNA modifications without cutting both DNA strands. These methods offer safer, more accurate treatment for genetic diseases for correcting mutations at the single letter level. Dr. Liu's contributions earned him the 2025 Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. What do you think about that?
Well, it's certainly more precise, but the same issue still stands. You will be affecting everything else down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to a point, well, if I'm editing it, then that means I'm not human anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much edited human DNA does it take to not be human anymore? I guess that's a valid question.
Yeah, it is a valid question. Maybe we can go to some point. Maybe we might be able to answer a little bit of that. I don't know. Okay. Looking at this one now, in vivo gene editing for progeria. Anyway, it's a progeria. Collaboration between researchers at the Broad Institute and the Progeria Research Foundation. Using next-generation CRISPR tools, scientists corrected the genetic mutation causing progeria directly within the body in vivo in mouse models. And I have no idea what I just said, not the first clue, okay? Anyway, this approach extended the lifespan of mice with progeria mutations, paving the way for potential human clinical trials and offering hope for treating similar genetic conditions. Now, again, you know, a lot of this stuff, David, you know, they're treating genetic conditions. People are going to think that's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know?
Yeah, that's what they're selling you, yeah.
Right. But, you know, there's downsides. Downsides to this stuff too. All right, we're going to move on to the next one here.
Well, you remember Benjamin Button?
I remember, yeah, sort of, but not really. What was his deal again?
Yeah, basically he aged backwards, so he's born an old man.
Okay.
Not quite that bad, but the progeria is basically where the kids have accelerated aging.
Okay.
You ever see the poor kids and they look like an old person and they're like four or five?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember
so they're
that
trying to fix that.
Yeah.
I mean, it all sounds good and well. The problem is it's 3.2 billion letters and they have no idea what they're doing. So when they try and fix one and
they got another issue. Yeah.
Then it creates another issue and another issue and another issue.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, well, you know what? You might as well try it anyway. I'm aging and I'm going to die out. But then the issue becomes, are you human again? If you were 100% human, I was like, hey, you know what? This is probably not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not the issue.
Yeah.
You really,
I think that's
become not
human. I think in a lot of ways, this is why YouTube jumped on us the last time and took it down, you know, because I made a comment, you know, it's like playing God. Well, you saw the CRISPR scientists asked the same thing, you know, aren't we in some way playing God here? And that's because you're getting into the DNA, the thing that makes you who you are. They're making the changes there. And some of those changes, David, are things like hair color, eye color,
I want them taller.
Yeah. I want my child to be taller. I want them to be shorter. I want them to be skinny. I want them to be fat or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. If you know where that gene is, if you know, where that little, what do you call it? Gnome or whatever. If you know where
reminds
that is.
Reminds me of Ziggy. Remember Ziggy?
Ziggy, I've heard of, but I don't
know. Yeah, the cartoon. Old cartoon, and he's a short, fat thing with a big nose.
Ziggy.
And one day Ziggy goes, you see him at the complaint department at the store, and all he says is, I wish I were taller. That's what this reminds me of.
Pretty much.
DNA editing.
Well, I mean, you know, we'd all like to have improvements in our kids. I mean, I always hope, you know, the number one thing I prayed for with my children was please let them have common sense. And, you know, I was not the originator of that idea. My dad was. That was his prayer for me. And
that
worked out for me pretty well. So anyway, I'm hoping that it will work out well for my children as well.
I got another anecdotal story that will solve this.
Okay.
And there was these scientists had come up to God and said, hey, listen, we can make this same stuff. This is no big deal. And so he says, okay, how about you start with a blade of grass? You can make that. So he says, okay, let me go and I'll get some, you know, some soil. And it's like, no. Start by making your own soil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to this. The basics of this, people think that they're playing God by, oh, they're going to edit. No, the DNA exists without you.
Right.
But 3.2 billion letters worth. Mm-hmm. It started before you were born. And so what you need to do is create life from scratch and design your own DNA and build that, and then mm-hmm. you can edit it all you want.
Right.
Right. Other than that, you're nowhere near the level of God.
That's, you hit that one on the head, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, looking at this one now. Advancement in CRISPR tools. It's called Cas12a. And this was developed by researchers at Yale. The Cas12a enzyme allows simultaneous editing of multiple genes, enhancing Ooh. The study of complex genetic interactions. This tool improves disease modeling and could lead to more effective treatments by targeting multiple genetic factors at once. And then number five here is the gene therapy for Prader-Willi syndrome. That's led by Charles Gerschbach at Duke University. Researchers activated a silenced region of chromosome 15 using CRISPR-based editing, which addressed the genetic deficiency in PWS. This breakthrough offers a potential therapeutic approach for PWS and similar genetic disorders by reactivating essential genes. And again, you know, a lot of this stuff, David, sounds great. Sounds like, you know, it's better than, but the thing is, again, you're getting into God territory here. You know, I don't want to overdo the term, but that's, you know, I don't know. I'm very, very uncomfortable with CRISPR, just to let you know. It's not one of my
I mean, if you're building a car, I get it. You build a car and you're like, okay, I have my oil filter and here's one for a Ford, but you know what? They don't have one for a Ford, so let me use the Chevy one. Mm-hmm. That's different.
Okay? Yeah.
Because it might work. The European ones might not work because they're mm-hmm. a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And that's what the big problem is here, is you really don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
We are, and they sell all this stuff. Oh, we're going to try and do this and this mm-hmm. and this. But my goodness, can you imagine the cascade down 3.2 billion letters worth? What does it look like when you get to the end?
Well, okay. I'm going to keep going here because we're going to get to the Bible stuff here in a little bit. But, number six here, CRISPR and cancer immunotherapy. Okay, now this mm-hmm. one, I know everybody's going to get thrilled about that. And this is at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Center in Melbourne, Australia. CRISPR is being used to enhance CAR-T cell therapies, reprogramming a patient's immune cells to better target and destroy cancer cells. This approach aims to improve treatment outcomes for solid tumors, expanding the success of CAR-T therapies beyond blood cancers. And then here's the one, de-extinction efforts. You talked about this one, David. I can't remember if it was Saturday or anyway, it was in a previous show where we were talking about mm-hmm. this dire wolf. Okay.
Fun.
Yeah. Colossal Biosciences, co-founded by Harvard genealogist George Church. Using CRISPR, scientists engineered embryos with dire wolf traits, resulting in the mm-hmm. birth of pups exhibiting characteristics of the extinct series. So they say, while primarily symbolic, this project showcases CRISPR's potential in conservation and ecological restoration efforts. But this dire wolf that we're talking about was an extinct animal. And mm-hmm. they came out with, what did they do? They would get the DNA off of this thing or something. And
yeah. So they took a live cell from a wolf now, and mm-hmm. then they took the core of it, the DNA, and they basically reprogrammed that live cell. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing could go wrong there. like we haven't watched four movies of Jurassic Park.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what other thing would you want to do? I mean, is that the goal here as far as what they're trying to do?
That's what they sell us. But I mean, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When these people start doing this, don't you think they're going to be curious as, hey, what if we mix a dog and a cat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Know? And then all of a sudden you got dog cat, you know?
Yeah, it's going to happen. There's no way around it. I mean, science, from what I understand, if they created something in the Petri dish, okay, that's mm-hmm. the only thing I've got to, in my limited amount of science. If they create something there and it's alive, they're supposed to get rid of it before it comes to term.
You know? Yeah, they didn't do that.
No,
of
course not.
You know, who's following those rules?
Yeah.
You think China's following those rules? No. They'll go like, oh, you stupid white people. You throw away. We keep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, we only got like a minute and a half left in the first part of the show here, but we're not anywhere close to done with CRISPR.
Oh, no.
Because in the second half of the show, David, I've got a bunch of stuff that the Bible talks about in the last days, and it all has to do with research and with science coming together. And one thing that is very, very clear is that there are a lot of people out there who don't want to die. I mean, for me and you, okay, we know death is in our future. If we live long enough, if we're not taken in the rapture beforehand, we're going to die at some point. But to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord.
We're actually getting what they're looking for, is that new body.
Yeah, right. And, you know, there's only one way to get it. Yeah.
So anyway, there's only one way.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys.
The guy who made it.
Yeah. If you haven't accepted Christ yet, get on it. Get it done. All you got to do is tell the Lord that you're a sinner and that you know Jesus Christ died for you. You know that he rose from the grave after 3 days, and you know he's coming back. And if you'll believe in him in your heart, you're going to be saved, and you're not going to have to worry about anything we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show. But if you're not, you might want to pay attention to the second half, because it's going to get crazy for you if you wait too long. Anyway, we will be back after a very short break. Imagine a world where faith is fading, where the name of Jesus is rarely spoken. Now more than ever, the message of salvation simply must be shared. At The Last Christian, we are committed to spreading the gospel and preparing hearts for Christ's return. Through our radio shows, Bible teachings, interviews, devotionals, and prayer requests, we reach people across the globe with the truth of God's Word. Your support helps us to continue this vital mission. And as a token of our appreciation, we have special gifts waiting just for you, including exclusive resources designed to strengthen your faith and equip you to share the good news. Visit lastchristian.net today and learn more. Join us, pray with us, and be part of this incredible journey to bring hope to the world. Together, as Christians, we will share the invitation of eternal salvation around the world.
In a world where two kingdoms collide, understanding is key. Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central for the C2K Report with hosts Rick Hidalgo and Randy Conway. Discover how to establish your house as an embassy of Christ and navigate the clash of two kingdoms. Learn practical steps towards self-governance, from authentication to setting up your house, and access a wealth of resources in our document library at c2kreport.com. Empower yourself with knowledge and take control of your spiritual and earthly journey. And don't forget to check out shopyourfarm.com, a virtual farmer's market connecting you with quality, faith-based products and services. For more information about the C2K Report, be sure to visit c2kreport.com and shopyourfarm.com.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on your left, all the way from New York. David, in the first half, which kind of broke down what CRISPR is, and also to let everybody know that it's a real system. It's been around for a while now, and it's being used all over the world, including right here in the United States. And, you know, like I said, YouTube didn't like it the last time we mentioned CRISPR and tried to do a little detail.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their deal was, except the only thing I can think of is, you know, one time I said, you know, this is like them trying to play God. Well, I'm sorry, but that really, if you're going to change somebody's makeup, aren't you trying to change them? I mean, I don't understand what the problem was. Anyway, moving on here, we're going to go into the Bible now. Okay, time to get to that. So
let's start with this one then, if we're talking about the Bible stuff and the CRISPR technology.
Hang on, let me take this back down off screen. What are we talking about?
Well, there you go. We could talk about it. So it starts with the fallen watchers. So here's the reason why, and I think this is a good place to start.
Okay.
Why all this technology? Well, there's two reasons. One of them they justify it with, but the other one is the real reason. And they're both evil. Our DNA is degrading, okay? Every single generation is X amount of DNA that gets corrupted.
Scientific
and it just gets
that.
Worse and worse. It's literally not viable anymore. And us as a species of human, if that's what you want to say, is not going to last that long. But they don't want to tell people that because they think everyone else is dumb and they're smart. So they're just not going to tell them, but they'll tell them, hey, look at these great things. That's why they're trying to repair it, if you would. But the even behind that, so they think in their minds they're doing something good. But even behind that, it's something even much more nefarious, is that these fallen watchers, I don't know if you remember them from Enoch, they wanted to basically take over mankind and corrupt everything. And they were looking for ways to do that. Right. And so what they did is they can't make any of their own new stuff. They have no creative ability. They can't make it. So they're trying to take what God made and corrupt it and see if it'll still work. So that's why you get, you know, that's why Satan tried to stop the Messiah from coming. That's why he's trying to stop Israel from, you know, repenting here at the end of the age, because if he can thwart the plan that's already written in a Bible, he thinks he's won. And then he could take over this creation and he could be the boss. We know that's impossible. But he's going to try anyway because he's already destined for the lake of fire.
Right.
So what happens is, and I think we have to address this, Joel, is remember the Tower of Babel?
Yes.
Okay. You weren't there.
I didn't imply that old,
but you remember the story.
Yes, I do.
So the and it says that they made a tower like unto the heavens. It doesn't really say, hey, they made a tower that reached to heaven. That's the English translation. They made it like the heavens. They were trying to create a portal, if you would, so they can take over all of the spirit realm and then bring that to earth. And that's what they were trying to do, because the demons were locked onto the earth. Mm-hmm. If you remember the story, it's written out in Jubilees. So, hey, these demons are the half-breed spirits. You know, mm-hmm. they were half fallen angel, half human, so they can't leave the earth. So they're trying to make this portal in the Tower of Babel and trying to get it. Now we have the same idea. They're trying to create humans that they can live in mm-hmm. Because they're half-breeds. They need a body to mm-hmm. exist in. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until they got really close, and then God said, whatever they put their mind to do, they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's when he came and he separated everybody. You know, and that's when he came. And mm-hmm. that's what we're getting to now. Yeah. It's getting to a point where people are putting their mind to this, and now they're able to edit even down to the DNA level, which is mm-hmm. ridiculously tiny. Yeah. Okay. You can fit all of your DNA into a teaspoon. But it'll stretch back and forth to the moon 500,000 times, even though it's that long. Man. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. Just your DNA. We can stretch it back and forth, but that's how small it is mm-hmm. and the letters, but it'll fit in a teaspoon, but it'll stretch that. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. The amount of information that needs to go in to create to a living being. So, but they're trying to manipulate this now, and it's going to get to that point where they're this close. And that's why another reason why Jesus is that close
yeah.
is because here they are, and he's going to let them go and let them go and let them go until just before mm-hmm. they're able to do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got it. Look, all mm-hmm. I have to do is press this and here comes mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything that you've talked about there is actually coming up. So let's just watch this real quick and follow along out there. I hope you guys are following along with it, because this CRISPR technology is for real and it's happening mm-hmm. right now. So anyway, there are strong prophetic indicators and symbolic references that suggest a rapid increase in knowledge, travel, and human ability in the last days, many of which align with what we see in modern technological and scientific progress. Number one, knowledge will greatly increase. Now here you're looking at Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. It says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now this verse is one of the clearest references to an explosion of knowledge in the time of the end. Many Bible scholars and prophecy experts link this to the information age. AI, digital tech, biotech, CRISPR, and more. The phrase run to and fro is also interpreted as increased global travel, ease of movement, or information exchange, like the internet, for instance. That's pretty significant stuff, you ask me. Mm-hmm. Number two, mankind will seek to be as gods. Transhumanism. Genesis 3, verse 5, Satan's lie to Eve, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4, the Antichrist exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Today's technologies, again, AI, gene editing, CRISPR, cloning, synthetic biology, neural implants, mirror mankind's growing effort to override God's natural order. Many believe this could pave the way for the ultimate deception, where humans attempt to achieve immortality or perfect intelligence apart from God in rebellion. And I think you were kind of covering that before, David, but there it's mm-hmm. pretty clear that whether or not YouTube agrees with it or not, science is truly trying to play God at this point. You know, there's no other explanation for it. Whether trying to be the great physician, is that their claim? I mean, come yeah. on.
Yeah, well, there they are. They're trying to do this. And here it is. The fallen watchers, they know what's going on and they know mm-hmm. all this stuff. But again, they're liars because mm-hmm. that's what they do.
Right.
So they're lying to a set of people. So mm-hmm. now they got this whole stuff. Oh, here's your bloodline and all these other things. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as we know, being the generational contracts, a bloodline is simply a contract that they have. So they follow that all the way down. It's really hasn't gotten too much to do with your blood, except that it's an inherited contract. So people can get out of that. I mean, we've seen them get out of Hollywood when, you know, you got to sell your soul to the devil over there. But the fallen angels are telling the people that they have in their bloodline and the elites that it's all for the good. And we just have to get rid of all those dumb people. So we have a great society. Then we can make mankind great again. And because you're such a wonderful person, we're going to make you a ruler over all of this.
Well, in a lot of ways,
they believe that they're doing a good thing and that they're going to be rulers.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of ways, it doesn't that copy what the Bible says will happen with Christians. You know, that we're going to be the basically in the heavenlies and we'll be judging others. Now they're skipping that part and inserting their own. You know, you're going to live forever and you'll be in charge forever. All that kind of good
stuff. Yeah, that's what he told. It's the same lie he told Eve. Hey, you'll be like God and you'll know good and evil.
Right. Exactly the same lie.
I already am like God.
Yeah. Look at this now. Increased human pride and godliness. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 Yeah, did I say godlessness, to be clear there? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for God will, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now, these verses suggest an age of great intellectual achievement, but spiritual blindness, a time with many science advances, but truth, especially about God, is rejected. We clearly see this in academic institutions, media, and even parts of medicine or AI ethics that deny God as creator. Do you agree with that, David?
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do, is saying he doesn't exist, and they're trying to usurp his authority. So here we go again. But again, they're going to get that close, and then he's going to wipe them out.
Okay, moving along. Rebuilding what God has destroyed. Artificial rebellion. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Now that's Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Then if you look at Genesis 11, 6 through 8, it says, and the Lord said, indeed the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Now, that, David, goes back to what you were talking about before. At Babel, humanity used advanced building tech for its time to unite in defiance of God. God confused the languages, scattered them. In the last days, we again see globalism, common digital language, AI translation, and collective human achievement. Many believe modern Babylon will repeat this rebellion, possibly via technological means. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think it's a combination. You know me, it's both and, right?
Okay.
So he's got to have a way to do it. So it's going to be through the minds. That's why he's got to take over the schools. He's got to, he's got to get people to accept this whole idea that's coming in. They have to believe that it's for the benefit of mankind. So he's got to go there, and then he's got to create, because man is spiritual and we by our nature long for God, so he's got to create false religions along the way, and they all tickle your ears. They all say what you want it to say,
there
rather
you
than you know, what God says. And so they have that, and then, but they have to have a means, right? They got, you know, motive, method, and means. So now they have the method, and that would be all of this technology, because our DNA is degrading, and that was God in his mercy, because, you know, we lived 900 years before. So obviously our DNA was a little bit better. But in his mercy, he dumbed us down. We talked about that on a show often, where he says, okay, now you're only going to live this long, because if our DNA was stronger, Satan was just going to use that again. So he can't use the existing DNA. You know what happens when a demon inhabits somebody. They go bananas. So now, instead of that, he's going to, okay, let me use this technology that we have. So he's using the technology of quantum physics, of electronics, of metallurgy, of all these different things, and trying to tinker with it to create something new. And that tinkering would include messing with the DNA, but also with other species as well, like we see with the dire wolf and the pigs we talked about earlier. So it's a corruption of all flesh, and the idea is all bets are off. If I got to mix a pig and a goat and a sheep and a jellyfish to get something that my son, who's locked in the abyss, could live in, then that's what we're going to do. So they're corrupting all flesh as well. And they're trying to resurrect some things.
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't understand why they, do they really want to get another T-Rex on Earth? I mean, is that really what they're looking for? Because, you know,
That just makes for cool movies, I think.
I just don't get it.
I think what they're trying to do is find anything that they're, and apparently it's 500,000 of them, because that's what the Georgia Guidestones said. In several different languages, we have to bring the Earth's population down to 500,000.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So that means you have to kill 7.5 billion people.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so that they, I mean, they must have said it for some reason.
Yeah.
Why 500,000?
Yeah.
So my guess is, oh, maybe they got 500,000, or 500 million, excuse me.
Well,
so maybe they got 500 million in the thing. I don't know.
Look at this one, David. Artificial life or abominations. And here we go into Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. It says, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those that who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast, who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And I'm going to let you explain why I'm emphasizing image so much. But anyway, some interpret this as advanced AI or robotics, especially with deep fakes and AI-generated personas becoming lifelike. The image coming to life and enforcing worship eerily parallels modern fears of AI enforcement systems or digital IDs tied to government or religious control. And then you got science without God. While the Bible doesn't condemn science, true science reveals the glory of God. It does warn about the dangers of science and technology separated from divine wisdom. What do you think about all that?
Well, there you go. I mean, ever since I first read that at 15 years old, I'm like, cool. That sounds like a robot. You know?
Right.
And it's like, and little did we know that. You know, then the internet comes along. Uh-huh. Oh, there's the increase of knowledge.
There
right?
you go. Mm-hmm.
And then the increase of knowledge. The internet is absolutely nothing compared to AI now, which concerns the internet. The internet was just the building blocks,
right?
For AI.
Had to have it first.
But again, AI is going to be nothing compared to the adiabatic quantum computing, which will actually be intelligent, and that is where it reaches into the quantum level, and now you have quarks and all the details, and you have a quantum entanglement, and that's where the real trouble begins. And we're not anywhere near that yet.
Okay.
And it's not because it's actually going to be smart. What that will do, because AI is not evil, folks. It's a search tool, but it's a tool that the devil is going to use, just like we can use it for good. He's going to use it for the evil purposes, you know, like a hammer, like a car. I could run someone over with a car, or I could take around the world and preach the gospel. It's a tool. So what's going to happen is this quantum adiabatic level and the entanglement is going to reach into the spirit world, where Satan can actually come and interact on an instant basis. So he's going to bring up this dude. All right. We don't know who he is. He's got a bunch of them lined up just in case that one dies off. But he's going to essentially going to kill him off. And that's what we see. He's going to die. And then Satan is going to be able to inhabit that person without them going crazy. If he does it right now, they're going to go crazy. So now we have quantum entanglement. He can do it like puppet strings, I would say. That's probably the best way, I think. But imagine the quantum entanglement, like puppet strings from the spirit world to control this man, which is not really a man. It's, you know, he's built from this artificial DNA and he's controlling the world. And if he's in the spirit realm, he can obviously see a lot more, which means those miracles will be real. Okay. Problem is they're not from God.
Right.
They're just miracles that are real. So now you got this puppet from the spirit world, the quantum world, coming in, directing this guy, and since he can see tomorrow already, everyone's going to think, oh, he's so smart. Who can fight against the beast? Not realizing that, you know, God is even further outside of that yet, where he even created the quantum spiritual world. So he's gonna put a kibosh on that. So if you're born again, you don't have to worry about any of this. And I would even say, technically, even if you're not, you don't have to worry about this stuff. What you do have to worry about is going before the throne of God and trying to tell him your ideas. And see how that one goes. That's really where the scariness is. This, to me, is not scary at all. All of this is telling me, oh, the time's short. Jesus is returning any minute now, and I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. You know, but but at the same time, I see all this CRISPR stuff happening, and we kind of danced around the issue simply because of YouTube. I don't know why they won't claim something that science thinks is really cool, but they seem to have a problem with it. If you look at just the verses here, and let me see. I don't even think I quoted the verses, so I'm not even going to try to put that together yet, David. Maybe for the first show that I was trying to do before the Lord led me to this one.
by the way, do this.
What? I was telling David. We always spend a couple of minutes before we go into a show, and we don't script anything. We don't go through it, but we talk a little bit. And I was telling him, when I got ready to do the show today, try to put together the slides and everything, I didn't even know where I was going. I had no idea. And then something, and I can tell you this, it was the Holy Spirit that moved me to it, moved me over to this particular topic, and I didn't want to do this topic. Because when I do this topic, we have problems keeping our video up, at least on YouTube. So this is the last topic that I wanted to approach, but it was very clear to me, you're going to do it, and you're going to do an in-depth study on it. And hopefully you guys got something out of there. And David, I'm out of slides as far as this goes. And what I've got, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to run through this real, real quick, and it's just news, news related. Okay. And let's see, I'm going to try if I can get over here to this one, maybe. Let's see. There we go. Earthquakes and geological disturbances. In the Fiji region, you got a magnitude 6.5 quake that occurred south of the Fiji Islands in the Pacific Ring of Fire. It was had a reported depth of 174, what is that, kilometers, I guess, which reduced the surface shaking, but the tremors were felt across multiple island chains. Then you got the Papua New Guinea. That's a magnitude 6.1 quake. It occurred near Ambitl, affecting volcanic zones with some landslides being reported, and there haven't been any casualties reported as of yet. And then, believe it or not, we go back to Myanmar. It has been hit again, this time by what is being reported as an aftershock. Okay, this is a magnitude 5.5 aftershock. The first quake was a 6.9 earthquake early last week. Damages include a dam in Tatkun Township, which collapsed, releasing water that flooded nearby villages. This latest quake has also displaced over 1,000 residents, worsening Myanmar's ongoing political and humanitarian crisis. So, David, I know you do a lot of research on earthquakes. Are you seeing a continuation of more and more and more going on? Because, I mean, I'm seeing earthquake swarms. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're swarms. But we've had the cycles because it went up like the 2000s and it came down. But then we're doing the wave on the way up, the Fibonacci sequence.
Okay.
Steps up, steps back. And now we're hitting that other wave. But you neglected California this morning.
Yes, yes. And, at
10 o'clock this morning, 5.2
San
Diego. California.
Yeah, San Diego, right? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I just didn't have
and
time.
And then all the airplanes coming down again. Here we're going around that cycle. There's a clump, you know, the helicopter here, and then like how many more of helicopters went
which
down since then?
Freaks me out. It really freaks me out because I was in the airline industry for many years. You people know that follow the show, and I could count on one hand how many aircraft incidents that I saw or knew about that resulted in fatalities. We had planes lose an engine. We had planes that came in and their landing gear collapsed or whatever. But it took a real crash. I mean, you know, a plane had to come all the way, the whole plane come all the way down to the ground for there to be a fatality. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden it seems like we're getting nothing but these episodes, and I just don't understand it. I mean, I don't know if the last administration just took all the regulations off, or if the airlines took them off and said, well, they're not checking us, or what. I don't know what's going on, but it's not the safe aviation industry that I worked in. I know that.
Yeah, 100%. I can surmise this with a great deal of confidence, is that they're putting in different things into the control system. Like, just like any new car you buy now, they can remotely into your car and shut it off.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this technology has been in airplanes, and again, they sold us that for the greater good. Oh, in case the pilots, you know, lose all their oxygen and die, then we can control the airplane from the ground.
Yeah.
The problem is, well, who's in it and why are you controlling it? And I think this is what's happening here. But there's so many different things that are all tying together. This is just one of them. And we're almost done. So you got to take this out.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind everybody, if you hadn't got wares already, here it is. Everyday Dose Coffee is an affiliate that we're an affiliate with. And David's got something just like this. But anyway, if you hadn't got that yet, go to lastchristian.net. It's lastchristian.net. Find the link there. Go and get you some coffee, and you help the show. And whenever you're helping the show, what you're doing is you're helping us get the gospel out all over the world. Being in 160 countries plus all 50 states, and you know, we're out there. We're always looking for a better reach, and we hope that you guys will help us. If we're not raptured, we will be back midweek with Mr. David Paxton in the next episode. See you then.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Looking for bold, faith-filled inspiration? Tune in to The Last Christian Radio Show. Available on KRRB Revelation Radio 1700 AM in East Texas and internationally syndicated in over 160 countries on revelationradio.net, this powerful program dives into faith, hope, and salvation. Join us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central for life-changing conversations and messages.